Blog Talk Radio.
Only 30 minutes. Only on Sunday. Only 30 minutes. Only on Sunday. Good day, good day. This is TAZ, and it's only 30 minutes, only on Sunday. And in the house, on the line, I got D Lovely. Seems like they get longer and longer. God dang.
Yeah, they give me everything. I love it.
It gave you a whole lot. I don't understand.
Yes.
So how you been, D Lovely? Latanya's in the chat room, too.
Hello.
I'm sorry for interrupting. How have you been, D Lovely?
All is well. I'm very happy and living good life.
Everything's good with me now. They had the funeral for my aunt on Friday, and I watched it online.
Okay.
I'm good now. I was down before.
Well, I'm glad you're
and
better.
Also, E is on the line. Wait a minute. I'm trying to click her in. E is on the line.
Hello,
hand
everybody.
Hand clap of praise.
Listen, it was
How's
crazy,
you doing?
Wasn't it?
I'm okay.
I'm okay, y'all.
Rough
out here in these streets.
He did meet my aunt, the one that passed away. They had the funeral on Friday.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
did you go or did you scroll? I mean, did you stream?
No. I looked online. I couldn't go.
Okay.
It was on a Friday, man. Yeah, but it was good. It was really good. I mean, my cousin said a lot of good things, so I was, you know, I was uplifted.
They sent her home right, huh?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That's how we do.
Okay. It is.
Let me get back to the business at hand. This is another only 30 minutes only on Sunday. The first subject that I got that's really going on in the news, Biden told BB U.S. won't support an Israel counterattack on Iran. President Biden told Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu during a call on Saturday the U.S. won't support any Israel counterattack against Iran. More than 99% of the missiles and drones were intercepted. Israel Defense Force spokesman Daniel Hurigay said a few fell inside Israel and causing minor damage to a military base and seriously injuring a young girl. But no casualties, no fatalities, he added. Starting with D. Lovely, what do you think about this escalation? Because they had to, Iran had to get them back because they killed seven of their Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard members. So they had to get them back.
Correct.
But what do you think, D. Lovely?
I'm having a really hard time hearing you, but I think you said were asking me if I agree with it, or are you asking?
Yeah, I'm asking, what do you think?
This one is out of my wheelhouse. I don't really have a lot to say because I haven't really been paying attention. I have to honestly admit I've gotten to the point where anytime they mention wars that I don't really support, I just scroll past them or I don't listen. So I don't really have much to share on this one.
E.
Yeah. It seems like Uncle Joe is trying to play hardball, but I don't know. I don't know, T. I don't know. That's all I got. Do you think he will be able to stand by what he said?
I think he will be unless a bomb happens to fall on some of our soldiers over there building that damn take-me-out bridge. You know that's going on
right
now. Yeah, somebody gets hurt.
That's all I'm saying.
It's on and popping.
It sounds like Dr. Tone, yes.
Yeah, tide will change then.
The tide will definitely change.
Yeah, I think that's all I got. Do you think, okay, then between the two of y'all, do you think Iran is talking about getting them back? And Biden told them they need to chill because really, out of those 300 missiles and drones that were sent over, they all got shot down. Except a few, 99% of them got shot down. So do you think Israel should get Iran back? Because Israel said that they did try to get us 300 times. Just because we blocked them don't mean they didn't try to get us. I understand that, too. So anybody can jump in on this one. Do you think they should get them back?
I think they should chill because, remember, I mean, I'm about to date myself, so don't judge me. Remember let me rewind. When I first came in the military, we've had the hostages in Iran situation. And, you know what I'm saying? And how many times did we try to go get them and epically fail? So I want them to play hardball, but the odds are not in their favor.
If you remember, when it was the hostages over in Iran, it was right when Carter was getting ready to get out and Reagan was getting ready to take over. And they tried it on Carter, tried to actually go over there and sneak him out, but then a helicopter crashed or whatever happened.
Yeah.
Something like that happened at least once, so I know that. But Reagan didn't have to do nothing because Reagan was talking noise before it even started. As soon as he got the helm, they was like, we got to give him back. We got to give him back.
Yeah.
We got to give him back.
Because they knew he was crazy.
That's a fool right there.
Knew he gave less than a D, and he crazy as hell. And they did not want that smoke.
And a D stands for a dummy bomb. A dummy bomb.
Yeah.
That's what D stands.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see if D. I'm going to start with D. Lovely, but you're the educator here online, E. Tennessee Senate Republicans passed legislation Tuesday that would allow public K-12 teachers and school staff to carry concealed handguns on school grounds, despite vocal protests from Covenant school families and others seeking stricter gun control measures. D. Lovely, your thoughts on this one? I don't even think you need to know what's going on because I kind of read it.
Oh, God. Okay. I can't. This is the most ridiculous concept that I've ever heard. I just don't know how we keep going right like this because I'm just going to let the educator handle it. I can't. My brain is hurting.
You sound exhausted.
This topic.
Let me tell you something. It is a sad state of affairs when you give an educator the right to carry a concealed weapon. First of all, I teach in an urban area where white people are already scared of their black students. And now you're giving them permission to carry a concealed, I say again, concealed weapon. See, I'm the educator that would sit my gun on my desk so that they can F around and find out. For real, for real. That's what I want them to see, what they about to get. But you giving these people, you're giving these people the permission to hide their gun. And when Pookie say, I'll have no effing pencil, Becky is going to feel threatened and pull out her jammy and blast her. I am not okay with that.
For the people in the back, you know, jammy is a weapon, and blast means kapow. Go on, D-Lon.
Listen, I just got a Orange Juice Jones. I saw you.
Yes.
I'm going to whip out the jammy.
Walking in the rain. Yes, that's exactly. Excuse me, please.
Oh, Lord. Not an Orange Juice Jones reference on the show for the first time in many years.
I'm just saying. You heard it here first.
Well,
and that's exactly what's fitting to happen.
I feel like you, E, what are we doing? The Wild Wild West in school? Because in order for you to have it concealed, that means you got to whip it out when something get ready to start.
And in the classroom, when the feces hits the oscillation, you don't have time to get your gun out your locked drawer where it's supposed to be.
No, you don't.
You don't.
Come on, son.
I'm just telling you what's really going on in these streets.
They need to overturn that. What did you say, D-Lo?
It's just so ridiculous. Just the concept. It scared me. Just thinking about Becky being afraid of a student who's bigger than her. Bigger, so I had to shoot him. What?
Because Becky is already afraid of Pook and them, truth be told. Okay, so Pook and them don't stand a chance now. Okay.
Speaking of shooting in the classroom, let me go on and get my little gripe out now. Every time I watch a Young and the Restless during the day, it's some kind of crime interrupts my program.
I hate you.
So this Friday, a student is in custody after shooting classmate in the leg at Wilmer Hutchins High School down here in Dallas. I think everybody else around the country seen Young and the Restless except us down here in the Dallas area. Every time it's a crime, I get tired of it. Why don't crime happen at 4 o'clock? But no.
Mm-mm.
But anyway,
mm-mm.
I degrease. Shooting another student in the leg inside Wilmer Hutchins High School classroom Friday morning, Dallas ISD Superintendent Dr. Stephanie Elizade said. According to district police, the shooting took place at the school located at 5520 Landon Road shortly after 10:30 a.m. They said the school was secure within minutes. Emergency medical services arrived at the school before 11 a.m. and transported the student to an area hospital. I'm going to talk to the educator first. Do you think a teacher, if they had a gun, they could have stopped it?
No.
I'm laughing because it's just ridiculous. I thought they had metal detectors before you go into school.
Thinking that
this is just willy nilly people walking in.
The length that these students go to sneak these guns in. I had a student who was acting like he was on crutches that had the weapon taped to the bottom of his inside of his shoe.
But
he was saying that it was just his metal crutches going off. I've had students who are hiding knives, hiding their vapes, or hiding weed in their lunchbox, in their spaghetti. And potato chip bags.
I had questions. They must have had family-sized potato chip bags and a whole pot of spaghetti. That's lovely.
Listen, at this point, the creativity of the bringing the things in, we need to put their minds to good use. This is not where we need to be directing them.
Good.
Donald Trump. Go on.
No, if they would just use that knowledge to memorize the periodic table or something, you know what I'm saying? Your times table, write it in cursive, some, okay? But no, Pook and them want to figure out ways to sneak weapons into the school and weed.
Okay. I just had to explain to a worker in a store that half, that 50% off was half. And he wanted to argue with me. I know how to do math. You clearly do not.
And no, they do not.
Okay. Let me start the new one. Donald Trump's historic New York hush money trial is set to start Monday. Barring a last-minute turn of events, a former American president will go on criminal trial for the first time in the nation's history on Monday. Donald Trump is fighting 34 felony counts of falsifying business records to cover up a hush money payment to porn star Stormy Daniels in the run-up to the 2016 presidential election. If convicted, the charges can land the presumed Republican president nominee in prison. The charges could range from probation to as much as 4 years behind bars, which I'm counting the latter will happen. D. Lovely, your opinion on whether this thing will go down and we get a great decision.
So here's my first thought, then I'll go back. My first thought is I don't understand why you would want to continue to delay, to request delays. If you're innocent, why don't you go ahead, knock it out, and move on with your life? You say, ha-ha, I told you I was innocent. But because you know your role in this, you have decided, I need to put this off as long as I possibly can. Because you know you're a criminal. You know that you're going to find the dirt you've done, the things that you don't want the poorly educated to know about you. So, I can wait for him to go to trial again and owe more money. My interest.
E. Okay. It's on you. It sounds like you're on a operation table. Are you doing an operation?
I'm leaving the store.
Oh, okay.
So I'm shopping for my brother. Because, you know, my brother is going through, you know, colon cancer again, and he's on the sick and shut-in list, so I got to do what I got to do, but I'm out. So I'm just feeling like all of these charges are racking up, and I am overjoyed. However, Teflon Don got a lot of constituents, you know, that are still in his corner, and I'm concerned as to not if, but when he's going to jail. Because he should have already been there. You know what I'm saying? He should have been in jail. He should not be on the presidential ballot. All of these shoulda, coulda, woulda, we shouldn't even be discussing.
He shouldn't be allowed to run. I mean, I don't think somebody that's got a felony can actually work at Mickey D's.
Listen, but you can be the president of the United States. So,
really?
You know.
Yeah.
You can be president, but you can't work at McDonald's.
You can't work at McDonald's. No.
But you can be the president.
You can't trust you to flip no burgers.
No, or make the fries.
Or make a decision like
Should we press
or make
the button
a decision
or not?
Like I could give you a discount. I can't do
Mm-mm.
that. I got to ask the manager.
Mm-mm.
I digress. The next one I got is Judge lifts arrest warrant, cancels fine of stay-at-home mom wanted for overdue library book.
Come on, son.
Kaylin Morgan, a stay-at-home mother of five, checked out two books from the Nova Scotia Public Library in March 2023
Canada.
And never returned them. She discovered last month that there was a warrant out for her arrest while trying to renew
mm-hmm.
her driver's license. When she called
mm-hmm.
the courts
mm-hmm.
to investigate, she was told it was related to charge for theft of government property.
Mm-hmm.
The city of Nova Scotia issued a statement on Tuesday saying library fines intended to provide for continuation of services while ensuing use of library materials is not abused. D. Lovely, I know you got a lot to say about it, and then I know the educator do too.
Well, the only thing I can say is I just need to check and make sure that I don't have a warrant, because I do know that I probably have some library books who knows how long ago. I may have to check my name under assumed name now. I don't know what to do. But
you're going to jail.
I'm going to jail, apparently. Well, anyway, I find this so sad. Nova Scotia must have like 8 people in the whole because how else would you know that you want a warrant out for their arrest over some books?
They needed that money.
Okay, you know what?
They needed.
Just okay, all right. Just bring the books.
They needed the money to paint them dotted lines on the road. They needed that money.
They were probably children's books, so she was probably either reading to her children or trying to teach them how to read or something. So I'm just saying that crime must be at an all-time low in the NS for them to be going hard in the paint for 2 library books. Meanwhile, back at the ranch of United States of America, we on the first 48 every day. So, you know.
When I seen this on the news, I couldn't believe it was on the news. I said, what? Library
That's what
book?
I said. I said, why is this news? Why is this news?
Oh, my Lord. Because she's going to jail. That's why it's news. He was going down for some library books.
And
Yet Trump paid off strippers.
Be on the ballot to be President of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And you send in Susie Homemaker to the Pokies for 2 library
mm-hmm.
books that was probably children's books. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sounds
that's all I got.
Okay, that's all I had. And it's 25 after. Thank you, ladies, for calling in. And thank you for your prayers and thoughts during the week when I was going through it. I appreciate that. Back to normal on Tuesday, D. Lovely. We remember to read.
And we did.
Yeah. And E, we still need to talk. I got a couple of things I got to tell you, but I can't tell you.
Okay.
And I don't like texting.
Okay.
It ain't the real telling, because when I text, it don't say it with the vigor and the enthusiasm that I need.
It gets lost in translation. I got you.
Yes, it does.
Things,
all right, y'all. Y'all have a blessed week.
I'll be in touch. My brother has a lot of medical appointments. Keep him in prayer.
Of course.
Yes, I will.
And I just left the hospital with one of my students who got some bad mushrooms, some bad weed laced with fentanyl, and some alcohol. And I went to see her, and she sounded like Linda Blair off of The Exorcist. She's 17 years old, 30 days from graduation.
Dang. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, but ain't nobody trying to send me to jail over no two library books. So that's all I
look at the silver lining. Look at you finding silver lining.
Look at God out here in these streets, God.
You stupid. That's all I got.
God is God. Yeah. You hear me? That's all I got in these streets. I love y'all.
Y'all have a safe week.
Okay, but when we talk
again
about Candace Owens.
What did you say, C-Level?
I said the next time we talk, we got to bring up Candace Owens because we let her slide, and I don't like that.
Yeah.
Okay. I do remember seeing that. Okay. I will.
Okay.
All right.
Love you guys.
Love
Peace
you.
Love.